Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friend, it's Dave here.
And Larson.
Welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here at youtube.com/... Steven Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, little notify bell next to it, just to make sure you're always getting that new, fresh, steamy, delicious Going In Raw content, Larson.
Ow.
I'm going to try to move my Stream Deck thing
without
over here.
Buttons accidentally.
Do we have show? We have show right there.
Apparently,
look at that.
There's audio because no one's complaining about a lack of audio.
We're in 1080.
Glorious.
I don't know how long that's going to last.
Highest possible definition.
But enjoy it while you can.
Yes, do
hey,
so.
Hey, hit stop on yours because I think it's going over there.
Oh, all right.
Hold on a second. There might be like a feedback loop or something
going on. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Any issues? Do we sound good? Look good? No one's complaining about anything, so it's good.
Well, you know what? I don't want to get knee deep into a conversation, and then all of a sudden we have problems, and I got to stop conversation.
Here, we just both happened to wear Adam Mayhem shirts today.
I know. I'm bummed out about that.
Why?
I don't want to give him that much rub. Jeez, I'm not a freaking mark.
He got good shirts. They fit really well.
Well, that's just an IP violation. It's the Marvel logo, but with Mayhem on it.
It's a good-looking shirt, though.
So that's not good. And this, I think, is like a Cody Rhodes shirt, but this is cooler. It's got a cool logo on it. So good for Adam Mayhem.
Yeah, good for him.
Anyways.
He picked another win over the weekend. You see that?
Dave says, and Elizabeth Jack both said, looks good, sounds good, looks lovely.
Excellent.
So that's all I'm happy about. Adam Mayhem got another win?
Yeah, he beat a...
What the hell? What is with this guy?
Oh, who'd he beat? He was in Best of the West.
Is he like freaking... Like the John Cena of NorCal Wrestling? Lol, Mayhem wins? Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah, it seems that way.
That's horrible.
No, good for him.
Hey, guess where I'm going to be this Sunday? Are you coming? Did you figure out? Did you get your permission slip signed?
I didn't. Well, it's not that. No, I didn't ask, but I'll get back to you.
It's like, okay, man.
Yesterday was literally like we went to the house show Saturday.
Yeah.
Hung out super late after that.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I got like 4 hours of sleep. I was exhausted yesterday.
Right,
I didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm still tired. I didn't want to get up this morning. I slept 10 hours last night.
Yeah. Well, you got plenty of time in the week to catch up.
Yes, I know.
And then on Sunday, Supreme Pro Wrestling here in Sacramento. Because my family's gone. They're going to be gone in Monterey for the weekend.
Oh, that sounds like
so fun. Yeah, I know. It'd be great.
Why aren't you going to Monterey?
Because my parents are going to Paraguay. They're leaving. My parents are leaving tonight for Paraguay for 2 months. And I have a dog that we can't really do anything with.
Yeah.
Because she's a nightmare. So yeah, I'm not going to pawn her off on anybody. And so I got to stick around because of the dumb gypsy. So it's just going to be me and her. But I'm planning on trying to like get caught up on like some work stuff, like that new logo. I'm doing like the new look. I was dicking around with like a new intro.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Is there explosions in it?
No, but there can be. And I'm planning on having some.
Did you do the glitchy stuff instead?
No, I got out the interview footage we did at 2K like two years ago, whatever. So, you know, just freshen up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I got out the Charlotte interview where I have a stroke on camera. I couldn't watch it. I just fast-forwarded to the end where she gave the shout-out. It's awful. Never try to interview like one of your favorite wrestlers, because you'll just end up looking like an idiot.
Well, you didn't look like an idiot when you talked to AJ. We did a great job with that one. Because we were prepared and we were comfortable.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference in the world, man.
No, man. Just don't do it. Don't aspire to meet your idols. El ídolo. Anyways. You had a good time at the house show.
Yeah, it was fun.
We went to we have to pad out the episode because, man, there's not a lot of news.
Especially when we didn't get a chance to watch New Beginning.
But people like to know, hey, how was the number one? I got a lot of flack on Twitter.
For what?
Not wearing the Slow Wolf Baron Corbin shirt.
Yeah, that was a mistake on your part because he was there.
Yeah, he was there, but I wasn't front row. It only matters if you're front row. He needs to, because you need to make the connection with him being like, hey,
this is your shirt.
This is you.
You know that thing he does where he puts someone's head on the barricade and drops elbows on it? That might have been his response to you.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure they're not allowed to touch fans like that.
Oh, they're not.
I'm not a plant.
I don't think you are.
I mean, I wouldn't tell you if I was.
Exactly.
You know, would you try to help me out if Baron, like...
No.
No?
That's your battle, man.
Really?
Yeah.
If Baron grabbed my head and started...
He's large and scary.
...doing this? Man, you wouldn't try to help out. You
what
wouldn't
am
even
I gonna do?
You wouldn't even say
you
like
put
a
both
word
of us down there and with one arm.
You wouldn't say a word.
Us.
You wouldn't say, "Hey, man."
I'd say, "Hey, man." Why are you attacking my friend? That's right. What I'd say. That's as far as I'd go.
Right.
I wouldn't get physically involved. There's security there to do that.
Somebody's asking, Divas Are Life Wow asks, is Bayley really turning heel? Do you want to kick off with that one or do you want to get into what do you have on your notes?
Bury that in the show. So people who are really interested in that story.
You gotta wait. You gotta wait. Anyways. Let's talk about this first. So New Japan had one of their various New Beginning shows.
Yeah, there's three of them this year.
In
New
Osaka.
Beginning in Osaka.
Okay.
This past weekend, we get a chance to watch it. At least I didn't. Did you get a chance to watch
man,
it?
No, man, no.
I want to watch the main event.
I watched the Star Trek Discovery season finale. Woo, it was good.
Good for you.
It was so good.
Every belt was successfully retained. Goto beat Evil to keep that never... Openweight title.
Yeah.
Will Ospreay beat Takahashi to retain the junior heavyweight title. And then Osaka.
No surprises.
Osaka.
Man.
Okada defeated Sonata to continue his record breaking IWGP heavyweight world championship streak title reign going. But there were a couple surprises. First, after the main event, Okada challenged fellow Chaos stablemate Will Ospreay to a champ versus champ match. At the anniversary show sometime this next month.
Yowza.
Which is huge.
That's massive. That's going to be a potential match of the year candidate.
Yeah, definitely.
Get those guys in there.
Yeah.
Both those guys in there.
Both those guys.
Yeah.
And then second, Rey Mysterio showed up via video to challenge junior heavyweight legend Jushin Thunder Liger to a match at New Japan's upcoming show here in America. Strong Style Evolve, March 25th.
Yeah, we have tickets to that.
Yeah, we're going to that.
I'm still deciding whether or not I'm going to go.
Oh, okay.
This makes it more likely that I'll go, though.
Yeah, and I guess Liger accepted the challenge because he was on commentary while challenge was being issued.
Okay.
So that match is happening.
Okay.
So there's one match so far announced for Strong Style Evolved.
Good.
We all kind of assume that Naito versus Jericho will happen there, too.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong assumption to make. Maybe not. Maybe not.
When would it happen? Dominion?
Yeah.
That's
something like that. Maybe.
It all depends on Jericho's schedule.
Yeah, I know.
He's
isn't he like literally touring the day of WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Has anybody pegged down whether or not? I mean, he lives here in the States. You'd think that would be like a surefire thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Mysterio literally lives like down the street from Long Beach. I mean, he's in San Diego. It's a couple hours, but still, you know, that's like that was, I mean, that's cool. That's interesting. So I don't know if this is the last time they fought, but I know the first time they fought Mysterio and Liger. It was Starrcade 1996.
Correct.
I know that because I looked it up on internet.
Right now, Jericho is available from March 16th to March 27th.
Okay, you'd got to figure he's going to do Strong Style Evolve. Financially, it would totally make sense.
And as great as this match, Mysterio versus Liger, is, I don't feel like it's a main event. Mm.
Oh, I agree with that completely. That's so,
considering, you know, they sold out the building in, 20 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be excited for that show.
Yeah.
They're going to want a major main event.
Yeah, sure.
Jericho versus Naito is that main
event. Well, last year we saw the crowning of the first United States champion.
We got a two-day tournament. Day one, of course, main event was Okada versus Cody. That's a huge match.
And then that's a big match.
Crowning of the first U.S. champion. Saw Kenny Omega defeat Ishii in the main event. Great match.
Yeah, great matches all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, throughout the entire thing. I expect nothing less here at Strong Style Evolve. I mean, yeah, Jericho, Naito. I mean, my only thing about that is that we're coming up on the date, and like we haven't really seen. I mean, we saw like Jericho attack Naito like at New Year's Dash.
Yeah,
but there hasn't really been
anything
since then.
I expect that to pick up shortly.
Yeah.
Here's issues potentially, and I spoke about this before in terms of, we'll get back to Mysterio going into New Japan, what kind of a huge deal that is. But anyways,
sure.
Sakura Genesis is the following weekend. And then the week after that, of course, is all the WrestleMania business. I'm sure several New Japan stars are being involved in.
Sure.
So I don't know if they're going to have or how many New Japan wrestlers are going to fly out to the States for a show end of March, then to fly back to Japan for Sakura Genesis, which is one of their major shows, major spring show. And then a handful of them flying back to the States for WrestleMania weekend. That's a lot of traveling in a two-week span-ish, you know, so... Who knows? Anyways, of course, Mysterio just showed up at the Royal Rumble, number 27 spot, and there were just this last week that he spoke to, was it The Mirror? I want to say. We talked about one of our previous
was he part of that five-star wrestling thing? Yeah. He was part of that, wasn't he?
I think that was the impetus for his interview with Amir. But he spoke about possibly re-signing with WWE and saying they had talks and they're just trying to find something that worked out.
Yeah.
Of course, not that long ago, the CEO of New Japan said that they were, New Japan was, looking to bring in more former WWE talents. I think not only to elevate the you know, kind of the how New Japan is viewed amongst casual wrestling fans in the States, but also I think it seems like he was doing it to kind of get WWE's attention to say, hey, look, we're on your level. Let's work together.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's kind of the gist I got.
Yeah.
So this is another huge step. You know, we heard not that long ago that they had made overtures to Goldberg about bringing him in. So, I mean, New Japan is really making a play at expanding here in the States, and I think it's great. Best wrestling product in the world right now is New Japan Pro Wrestling. Yes or no? In terms of pure wrestling.
Yes.
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 Yes, I agree with that. Yes.
Yes.
Everything you said is absolutely correct. I have really nothing to add to that. I think it's a great move. It is. I mean, it absolutely is. It's funny that we get surprised by these things because, I mean, I think the thing is Mysterio obviously was talking so much about the WWE. It's a trick called misdirection, Larson.
Yes.
And so he's talking about WWE and then bang, New Japan.
He's over here in New Japan. Do you think Lashley could be doing that? There's all this talk that we've been hearing that Lashley's on the verge.
Bang! New Japan for Lashley.
I think that'd be great.
I think it'd be fantastic.
I actually think I'd almost rather prefer Lashley go to New Japan for a couple of years.
A couple of years? He's getting old, man.
I know, but there's all those matches that we've never seen that we'll never get a chance to see.
What faction would he join? I kind of feel like Lashley should be like Shibata, factionless.
Yeah, not Suzuki-gun, though.
Uh-huh. You want everybody to join Suzuki.
It's the best faction, man.
It's not the best faction.
It's got the best leader.
It does have the... Okay, well, yeah. I mean, he's up there. I get why you love him. He's essentially like... He's like your spirit animal.
Kind of.
I get that. No, I totally get that. Yeah, no, he's the best leader. He's just... I mean, listen, some of the scrubs he has in his...
Well, I mean, imagine...
Freaking unit, man.
You know, you have Zack Sabre Jr.
I do love
there.
Zack Sabre Jr.
You bring Lashley into Suzuki-gun. I mean, you're really starting to elevate that faction by bringing in Bobby Lashley.
You got Tai Chi in there.
He's funny.
Oh, I can't stand him.
I like the ring hammer business. I like he has a tearaway pants. He rips
like
off
any
halfway
of that.
The match.
I don't
think
like
he's funny.
That.
El Desperado's a good wrestler.
Yeah, he's okay. I don't like, what's that monster dude?
Oh, Iizuka.
It's just bad business to have that guy in your faction.
Yeah, I'm not that fond of him.
He's a nightmare. And then the worst of all is those two nightmare maniacs, Killer Elite Squad, spraying water on everybody. That's disgusting.
They're fun to watch, though.
That's horribly disgusting.
It is gross.
Put yourself in the shoes of somebody who paid premium dollar.
You know me. I'm a bit...
Premium dollar for front row, Larson.
I'm a bit of... I don't like germs too much.
You don't have to be a germaphobe not to want to get spat on.
I understand that.
But I wouldn't want to be sitting there.
That's like that's a huge no-no. I don't want to be involved.
Yeah.
I don't want to be within like 50 feet
there
of the
go,
ring.
There you go, man.
That's why I'm happy right now. Our seats for Strong Style Evolve are a little bit up
what is
towards
this?
The back.
Devin Martinez just kicked in $20 super chat to say, sorry my Timberwolves beat your Kings last night. Joke's on you. You just paid me $20 to tell me that. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Anyways, right, thank you for your support, Mr. Martinez.
We got one more super chat from Mr. Michael Law, 2011, $2. I'm really hoping for a Bailey heel turn. We'll get to that in a minute.
I really hope Mr. Michael Law is actually a lawyer.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that'd be great. Hey, I'm Mr. Mike. Hi, I'm Mr. Michael Law.
This is the Michael Law firm, established 2011.
It's like the, what was the Arrested Development joke? Bob Law.
Bob Law Blah's Law Blog. Bob Law Blah.
Bob Blah Blah. That's great. Anyways, so yeah, Mysterio in New Japan, that'll be a hell of a match. It'll be a lot of fun. Then he'll go to, he'll want to do the, he does New Japan and then he hops over to Mania or some crap like that. He returns at Mania. I don't know.
Yeah.
That could be fun. Yeah, that could be good. Anyways, I'm more excited. I'll be honest with you. As cool as that is and the fact that I might be there in person to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okada versus Ospreay is like, I'll stay
That's
up for
huge.
That, dude.
Yeah,
I'll actually stay up for that. I might do a live. Live tweet to the new anniversary show.
So I'm just trying to think, like, you know, considering the pretty in-depth travel schedule those 2 weeks, who from New Japan is going to make the trip over here? I mean, you got to assume Naito if this match with Jericho is happening. Liger, obviously, because he's got a match with Mysterio, but are we going to see... I'm sure Kenny will be here. And the Young
for
Bucks.
What, for Long Beach?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Okada will come. he's their champion.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to come.
Yeah.
We'll get the big four. We're not going to get Tanahashi.
No, I don't think he's scheduled to come back. I think he's scheduled for some of the shows WrestleMania weekend, though. I think the Rev Pro show Tanahashi's
maybe
to be
Suzuki?
In. Oh, that'd be great.
He's here a lot. No, wait. He's in. He did a tour of England recently. Yeah. Okay.
But he is the Intercontinental Champion, so.
Yeah, I know. You'd figure that he'd be there.
I hope so.
And he's the leader of a faction, so you kind of have to be there. I mean, I don't see, like, Sonata and Bushi don't have to go.
Yeah, probably not.
But, like, Ticking Time Bomb
well,
should go.
He has a match, yeah.
He's the best. He might be my favorite wrestler right now.
Oh, he's fantastic. That contract signing between him and Ospreay was great.
Oh, that was fantastic. Such a weirdo. Speaking of weirdos, ugh, Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski might be headed to WWE. Get excited, Steve.
Oh, I forgot to put up non-news this weekend.
What?
I'm going to put it up today. Non-news.
No, this isn't non-news. This is real news. So TMZ Sports spoke to Mojo Rawley, I guess the day before the Super Bowl. Why they're just releasing this information now is beyond me.
You know, what the heck?
They asked Mojo whether his good friendo Gronk would ever be WWE bound. This is what Mojo had to say. Quote, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. But then he said, I can't speak for him.
Yeah, that sounds like a very Mojo thing to say.
Yeah, so anyways, Gronk, after the Patriots lost to the Eagles in the Super Bowl, have you gotten over that yet?
I'm looking for a new team now.
Good. I knew that was going to happen.
I'm joking. No, I'm Patriots through and through.
Until they're no good anymore.
Watch what happens next year. Your Eagles will fade away like everybody else, and who will be left standing in the Super Bowl again?
I will still
win
be,
or lose.
I'll still be an Eagles fan, whereas when the Patriots start to get lame, you're going to jump off that bandwagon and shoot as soon as possible.
Nah, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't think I will.
After the Super Bowl, Gronk admitted that he is considering retirement at the age of 28.
Mm-hmm.
So what better way for him to spend the rest of his professional life than in the WWE ring?
Oh, so many better ways. Impact Wrestling? A.
No.
I
mean, that's probably the most likely destination for him. But
fishing, opening a gym.
I heard both Stallone and I think The Rock were encouraging him to get into acting.
Yeah. He could be, he'd definitely be in the next Expendables.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's not really like real movies. That's just like if Sly just, likes you.
Yeah, Stallone and his friends getting together to shoot a movie.
Oh, how sad was that? John Mulaney died.
Oh, yeah.
That was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then Frasier tweeted out, he was my actual dad. I don't think he actually was your dad, Frasier.
No. Wait, Frasier was in an Expendables movie?
Yeah.
Well, I forgot about that.
He played a bad guy. He played the bad guy,
in
Expendables 3.
That makes sense.
I think he was the bad guy. I like Kelsey Grammer. I think he's good.
Yeah.
Frasier was actually, for as lame it is as it was, Frasier was actually a pretty funny show.
I haven't watched it in years.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I remember from it anyways.
Okay.
But, like, I would never admit that on, you know, publicly.
Well, you just did.
We only have, like, what, 700? They can keep my secret.
Well, then this is going to go live, and then everybody's going to see it.
Let's see here. Yeah, so do you want Gronk in the WWE? Here, do this.
Heck yeah, man.
Press 1 if you want Gronk in the WWE if you're watching this live. Press 2 if you don't. Here, I'm gonna do the 2.
No, I want him in the WWE. I think he'd be great.
I put 2. Let's see what the people have to say. I'm very curious about this poll, this very scientific poll. They should hire me over there at 538 Politics Podcast because I know how to poll.
Well,
let's do one here. I can do them on Twitter.
All right.
2, couple of 2s, another 2. Look at that, 2. Oh, wow. Matthew E. Williams said 2. 1, wow, Dominator 62. One person said 1.
I'll say 1.
I already said 2 for us.
Look
twos. At that.
All right, no one wants in the WWE except me.
Nobody wants Gronk, man. Nobody wants this stuff. It'll just eat up precious screen time that could be given to any number of other better people.
It also might give Mojo a story. We like Mojo.
Not so much to like bring Gronk in.
It'll give Jinder something to do too. He has unfinished business with Gronk after WrestleMania last year.
That'd be the only scenario I cared about. I like Mojo and everything. Don't get me wrong, but I don't really not enough to bring Gronk in for him.
No,
Jinder. Yeah, Jinder even like teased it. He tweeted out some
throwing shade.
Yeah, he tweeted out some trash at Gronk after the Super Bowl with a really cool little photoshopped image.
Yeah.
So I would like it for Jinder, Mojo, who else? But here's the thing, both those guys are on SmackDown. They bring in Gronk. You know, that's a put him on Raw.
It's where our ratings are. It's the best show.
Well, not if they have stories in mind.
I put all my money into Raw.
Mojo and gender. Then it'll make sense.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. It's kind of like people thinking, oh, maybe Ronda Rousey's going to go to SmackDown. Ronda Rousey's not going to go to SmackDown. They're not going to put their big money celebrities on SmackDown.
Well, Gronk's not quite the level of celebrity of Ronda Rousey.
I think I agree with that. But you see my point.
No, I do.
He's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I guess so.
To you or I, no. But I'm just saying, Vince, you don't think he's like a big enough deal to put on Raw?
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
But his most obvious stories would be on SmackDown.
I know. So I agree with
SmackDown
that.
SmackDown could use a little bit of that rub.
Dude, I agree completely. Oh, that makes SmackDown even less watchable than it is now.
But the house show this weekend was really good because it was just all wrestling.
Yeah, I know.
And pretty much all the matches are really good. The first match was really good.
Yeah, they were fun. No,
US title match.
Don't get me wrong. They were fun. They were fun. I feel like it was, you know what? It wasn't as loosey-goosey as the last house show I went to. Usually house shows are really fun because they're a lot more loosey-goosey. And when I say that, I mean, you know, they don't stick necessarily to kayfabe as much.
Yeah.
They goof around a bit more.
I think people were looser. Both Nakamura and Ziggler were looser.
Well, they were.
Especially
yeah,
Dolph. So Dolph was super loose.
There were some antics there. There were some funny antics there.
Kevin Owens, granted, he may talk that level of trash throughout every match.
Yeah.
But just to be that close, be able to hear it.
Boy, him and Sammy focus on that one fan. I don't know what that one fan did or said.
He was just an AJ fan.
But, man, I imagine he had freaking cry face by the end of all that. Because Kevin was really laying into him.
I know. And then first match wasn't a whole lot of looseness, but it was a fun match.
Yeah, it was cool. So we can run down that really quick.
All right, first match, U.S. Title match.
Triple threat.
With Bobby Roode versus Jinder versus Baron Corbin.
Yeah, that was fun. We're all cheering. We're rooting on Jinder.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hinder Jinder.
Yeah.
Bobby went over with a glorious DDT, though.
Yeah.
It was a fun match, though.
It was the New Day versus Mike Bennett or Mike Kanellis.
He looked jacked.
Yeah, he did.
Or he looked cut.
New Day were having a lot of fun.
Yeah, they were fun. No pancakes.
That was the only kind of letdown of the whole night.
Yeah.
I was really hoping to catch a pancake.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we see? There's a fatal five-way women's match with Charlotte, Becky, Lana,
Carmella,
and Natalia.
Yeah. That was actually really fun, but it was like the gravity was like turned on extra because there were like two spots. Like at one point, Becky was supposed to get back body dropped over the ropes or something, and like she barely made it over. And there was
a really awkward suplex from Natalia onto Charlotte.
Yeah,
looked bad.
I was giving it to you.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was fun. My favorite part was watching Becky Lynch do a little dance to Charlotte's entrance music.
Great.
That was fun.
And there was something that Carmella did on the ramp that had Lana cracking up.
Yeah, that was fun.
Don't know what it was, but she was laughing. She totally broke character and started laughing.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
We got the Bludgeon Brothers destroying Fashion Police.
That was a very quick match.
And then Nakamura versus Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main event.
Mm-hmm. Nakamura Ziggler was fun. They did a bunch of goofy stuff. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I just remember it being as loose. It was kind of like when I went to go see Interpol play, and they did not improv like at all.
Oh, no. You're listening to the album.
It was just listening to the album.
But and before live.
It's like not only am I listening to the album, I have some idiot kid behind me like thunderclapping into my ears. I turned around, very grumpy Steve said, "You please stop that now."
That's why Steve doesn't go to a lot of concerts anymore.
Oh, people ruin it for me, man. They ruin it for me. I don't like concerts. I like live shows. I don't like concerts. You know what I mean? I don't like to be in a big arena. I like to be like in a small venue.
Still a concert.
A small venue. No, I get it, but you know my point. Like when I think of concert, I think of
like an arena show, stadiums, not a club.
Right.
All right.
I want like a small, smoky. I want like maybe 10 people in attendance.
So you want to go back in time and see every band that you really like in their formative years before they got huge.
Before they're any good.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather see that.
All right.
Than watch Radiohead at freaking Golden One Center.
Yeah. All right. I'd still go see at Golden One, but I see your point.
Would you go to Golden One if they were if you had like the really creepy tall seats, the upper deck?
Oh, probably not.
Yeah, see, that's garbage. Golden One has a really good lower bowl though.
Yeah.
Like they're lower. I mean, I would actually go do that.
Yeah.
Because Radiohead.
Yeah.
And God, and nobody has a chance to see them anymore.
Well, no, they toured for their last album. They just didn't come here.
Yeah, and I need them to put out a good album. And
the album wasn't bad. Anyways, next. This morning, the latest member of the WWE Hall of Fame Class 2018 was announced. First reported by ESPNW and later confirmed by WWE. Ivory is headed to the Hall of Fame. She was one of the names on Brad Shepard's list a couple months back. This is great. Ivory, of course, member of Right to Censor, one of the most underrated factions in all of wrestling history. Three-time women's champ. I don't really believe that. It's like talking about Right to Censor because I think it's a funny faction.
No, I know. That's why I don't even give you crap or dispute it because it's funnier for it to be out there.
Yeah. That's fact.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fine with that.
And she was also a cast member on GLOW. And she won their top title once.
Oh, on the original GLOW.
On the original GLOW.
The original GLOW.
Not the TV, the Netflix
show. I'm surprised they didn't bring her in for like a cameo.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody was on that show. Friggin' Alex Riley was in that show. Joey Ryan was in that show.
John Morrison
was in that show.
Awesome Kong.
Man, everybody was on that show. But when I say everyone, I mean
think Chris
everyone.
Jericho auditioned for it. I think I read that.
Yeah, I think he was going for the Alex Riley thing.
Yeah.
And then I think he said they didn't want somebody who was so recognizable.
That makes sense.
I think that's what he said.
That makes sense. But anyways, yeah, congratulations to Ivory. Deserved induction into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she was great. I hate that it was spoiled. I kind of don't like that Brad Shepard guy spoiling stuff. Although good for him for getting insider info.
That's a huge scoop. He had two huge scoops in the matter of a week. It was the XFL and the Hall of Fame class.
What have you done for me lately is what I have to say to that.
All right.
That's such a dick thing to
it
say.
It is.
What's his website now?
I don't know if it's his per se, but it's what, bodyslam.net. He's involved in
it. Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
or he's
cool.
Part of the podcast, at least.
Good for him. Get that insider scoop. It's not what we do. We hear insider scoops.
We're reporters. We regurgitate news. We don't break it.
We're news anchors.
Kind of.
Because I don't think news anchors do any work. They just read the cue cards, right?
Yeah.
The teleprompter.
Yeah, they're the personalities that's out front for the news.
Earlier today, it was reported by Brad Shepard. Ivory, latest inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, we have some more Super Chats. Let's read these. Oh, Michael Law, 2011, $10. I came up with the Bailey turned back Extreme Rules, started with a hesitation in the corner. She saw the fear and bliss, and it stirred up some dark things from her past. Very psychological. He says, hashtag rate my FB. I guess that's Facebook.
I know what that means. Hashtag rate my Facebook.
We got the Joe Cronin show in here. $10. Go get them, boys.
You go get them, Joe Cronin. Thank you for your support, pal.
Thank you, Joe.
Check out Joe Cronin's show. I'm sure. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see if he has like his own custom YouTube URL. YouTube, or if he Cronin. Okay, well, this is good. The first thing that pops up when you put in YouTube Joe Cronin is, in fact, his YouTube channel.
That's good.
Let's see if it has. Oh, he does. He has the custom URL. It's Joe Cronin Show. YouTube.com/. Joe Cronin show. We met him once at the Internet Darlings. Mm-hmm. Big softy. He comes across like online as like he's this tough Boston guy. Big old softy. Big teddy bear, Joe Cronin. Anyways, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Next.
That's all our news for the week. See you later, everybody. We kid. We're going to get to this Bailey heel turn business here in a second. We're going to talk about Raw and then speak about that within the context of Raw.
Okay.
Just because it seems like structurally to make more sense. Anyways, first story, of course, this is all via WWE.com.
Okay.
On the Raw preview, final superstar in the men's Elimination Chamber match to be determined. There's a fatal four-way tonight. Finn Balor, Apollo Crews, Woken Matt Hardy, and...
Hold on a second. Apollo Crews, Matt Hardy, Finn Balor, Bray Wyatt.
Yes, Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that match was made, well, even before that, both of us thought... They're going to get Finn Balor in the
Elimination
Chamber.
The funny thing is, the week before they announced, or like the Raw preview that day, I think, you said, is there any way they can get Finn Balor? How can they get Finn Balor back in that match?
And they say, okay, second chance match.
Second chance match.
That's happening tonight. But PW Insider has reported that they may have spoiled the very obvious finish.
This is, I saw this on Twitter.
Yeah.
PW Insider, like, they have an actual link that you can go to and read what happened, but we can just tell you what happened because I saw it on somebody posted the image on Twitter.
Yeah, of a graphic that was on WWE.com, I believe.
Yeah.
That showed Finn Balor among the participants in the Elimination Chamber match.
It said, you know, Elimination Chamber, who's going to win Elimination Chamber? And he's just there with the other one. So, I mean, like, here's the thing. I'm not considered, can I consider this like a massive spoiler or anything? Because they could change it. They could literally change it
but
right
also,
now.
If you look at the four participants, it makes all the sense in the world
it
Finn
makes
Balor.
All the sense in the world that Finn Balor is going to be in this.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, so yeah, that's happening. That should be cool. Also, from WWE.com Raw Preview, Kurt Angle announces that Bayley will square off against Sasha Banks tonight on Raw. Does this mean we're getting a Bayley heel turn?
Well, Meltzer says maybe.
According to Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer himself.
He said on Wrestling Observer Radio that he could see a Bayley heel turn because apparently she is teaming with Elias at an upcoming house show at Madison Square Garden, I think in March, against John Cena and Nikki Bella. Elias, of course, is Bayley's partner in the mixed match challenge. I don't believe they've had their first round match yet. I think it's happening this week.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the extent of Meltzer's evidence, it's a bit thin. Considering they are partners in the mixed match challenge, they just want to fill out the card at a house show.
Let's look at the reasons why this isn't going to happen. Number one, mixed match challenge, you've already said. This is not a canon. We've seen, like, Sami Zayn acting as face as can be with Becky, them literally making fun of the idea of him being a heel, which is awesomely entertaining stuff.
Yes.
I mean, other bits of mixed match challenge storyline, you've got, you know, Bobby Roode and Charlotte arguing over robes.
Yeah.
Again, very charming. Entertaining, very charming. Yeah, it's not, that stuff is not canon. And if she's the entire story of them has been Bayley trying to sort of, trying to get on the same page with Elias, but he's a heel.
Yeah.
So this is her maybe finally getting on the same page with Elias and so doing some heel things. This is not Bayley going heel. If anything, Sasha's been the one who's been teasing.
I mean, on Twitter, she said, you know, she had a tweet like something, said something along the lines of she rediscovered who she was and then everything changed or something like that.
Yeah.
All alluding, I mean, going back to the Rumble where she was acting more like NXT Sasha.
Yeah. And we saw on Raw last week, Bayley sort of acting a bit more like NXT Bayley.
Yeah.
Which was just somebody who was confident in her own abilities, but, you know, a huggable, lovable person.
Oh, sorry. Michael Law, 2011, $2. So what do you think? He says FB is fantasy booking.
Oh, rate never, my fantasy.
I've never heard that phrase before. rate my FB.
I'm going to go to Michael Law's Facebook and rate that.
Yeah.
I don't know. My thing is this. I don't really want them delving into Bayley and her dark history. I don't want it. Because they kind of did that with the Alexa Bliss thing. Her dad used to go to school with her because she would cry.
On dates with her.
On dates with her. That's weird.
That is weird.
I didn't like any of that. That was silly. That needs to be retconned out of there.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, yeah, if I were a betting man, I'd be betting on Sasha being the one to turn heel.
I think the one thing they have with Bayley right now is that kids still like her and buy her merchandise. Like, you can see kids everywhere wearing her stuff.
Yeah.
And they're not, like, the one thing that they have positive going for her, they're going to get rid of. I don't see that happening
I don't see it
at all.
Either. I know she's been kind of advocating for some change in her character for a while. Interviews and I know on Stone Cold's podcast, she talked about how she wasn't exactly happy with her creative.
Well, no, she shouldn't be because it was terrible. But I don't think a heel turn is
I think it's just whoever is doing her creative now just needs to go back and watch what she did in NXT.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
Channel that, not completely deviate off that course.
Yeah.
Also, Raw Preview, they say Braun Strowman stands tall even in defeat. Of course, he lost the match last week. Elias will be the last participant in Elimination Chamber match. So what that means next for Braun, who knows?
Yeah.
WWE.com asks, have Alexa Bliss and Mickie James forged an alliance?
Well, we've seen Alexa Bliss come to the aid of Mickie James.
Helped her out last week.
Yeah.
Of course, there was an alliance between the two when Mickie James came back to WWE over on SmackDown.
How about this? There's a big swerve. Alexa Bliss takes over as leader of Ablissolution.
That's good.
Ablissolution.
That's good. No, I got it the first time.
Ablissolution.
It was as funny as I was going to get the first time you said it.
Yeah, I'm trying to like get it smooth.
Ablissolution. WWE.com, they're just asking all the tough, hard-hitting questions this week. Next, what's next for Seth Rollins?
We have no idea. Nobody knows.
Hurt. He's just done. Had neck surgery.
Yeah. Dean Ambrose, per, you know, Shield guy, hurt.
I know Finn Balor has been teaming up with Seth on the house show.
Don't want
circuit.
Anything to do with
That's
that.
That's not happening.
They don't know. I don't want that to happen.
On Raw.
He's got his own club.
Yeah. So I don't know what Rollins needs a match at Mania.
Yeah, man.
He's one of the top stars on Raw.
Everybody keeps on getting injured that they put him with.
Who could it be?
Who could it be now?
Apparently Joe has been taking off advertisements for live events until after Mania.
All right. Well, let's take Joe out of the equation.
Joe's out of the equation.
Elias.
Okay.
Elias. After Chamber, he's not going to have anything to do. They're not going to put, what, Cena with him? No. Balor with him? No. You risk a lot of... No, it's Seth Rollins.
That could be good.
I mean, it could be. I'm not saying that's what is going to happen, but it could make sense.
It's as good a choice as any.
It's right, exactly.
It's going to be Bray because Bray...
Elias is freaking hot right now, yeah, man.
Bray and Matt Hardy have their thing going. It's not going to be Braun.
Right.
Well, I guess it could be if The Rock decides to he can get involved in the Mania match with Ronda Rousey, and then Braun would have nothing to do.
Yeah, I still think Braun's going to... Well, I don't know. I mean, we had the idea that Braun could go after Miz, or somebody had the idea that Braun and Miz... I think Meltzer said and Miz is going to be a thing.
But then Finn was teasing that, too.
I prefer Finn-Miz. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, Braun-Rousey, I guess that could work, but I prefer the Kurt Angle scenario that you were laying on. I think that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, it really does.
And then, but I don't know what, I don't know what that leaves Braun to do. Braun versus Seth would be fine, but Braun, man, I mean, that was the most babyface shit that I ever saw last week at the end of Raw. So I don't know if they want to put
up
those two.
Finn Seth.
I wouldn't mind seeing that if it meant that we got
their match on Raw was good. Give them a huge
they'd have a great match.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they kind of prefer to go for a face heel thing, though.
Oh, I know. They'd really have to go full steam with at least a tweener Balor.
Yeah.
No. We'll
and that would risk that. I mean, here's the thing: whatever, if they do that with Balor, they really have to be careful who they pair him with, because that could get really over. Like, people could really, really love Finn Balor, even though they're trying to make him to be kind of a baddish guy.
Mm-hmm.
If they went that route, which I hope they do, like the Prince Devitt thing, we've talked about that. So I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's see if chat has any suggestions for Seth Rollins. Braun versus WrestleMania sign. Rollins versus Miz versus Balor. They could add that to a triple threat. That could work. I could see that.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Taker versus Rollins.
Rollins versus Reigns versus Lesnar rematch WrestleMania 31.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Last question posed by WWE.com for the Raw preview is Nia Jax primed to end Asuka's undefeated streak. Of course, they have a match at Elimination Chamber coming up in a couple weeks. Yeah, I would think Nia Jax would want to win that, because then she gets a title shot at Mania.
Well, yeah, she'd love to win that. Well, it's not going to happen.
Probably not, no.
Oh, man, that's not going to happen.
No.
All right, so where does that land Nia Jax at Mania? How is this all going to go down? I think you and I kind of want to see Sasha pick up that title. What about this? What about Sasha versus Asuka versus Bayley for like a triple threat for Mania?
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha picks up the title at Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. And then somehow that leads to Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out. What do you think?
That's fine. I think that's good.
Rubber stamping that one.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Is there any chance you think Asuka shows up on SmackDown to challenge Charlotte?
Well, there's always a chance.
Yeah.
I don't think they quite know yet.
You're probably right.
I think right now...
How would they not know? How would they not know? Well, they have a huge thing with Asuka.
No, I know. I think partially those, because they might not know how they're going to... What match are you going to put Rousey in? Is it going to be Rousey and Charlotte at Mania, or is it going to be Rousey in the mixed tag match?
Oh, it's got to be a mixed tag.
I think
that would be so foolish to drop Ronda Rousey into a singles match, her first Mania out. I mean, I say first, her first as a full-timer.
Yeah.
That would be so... I can't believe it.
Unless
she's
just picking things up really fast.
What if she's like Okada-esque?
I know.
They're like, oh my God, every match she has, the Performance Center, 5 stars.
I know.
5+ stars. Let's bring in Meltzer to watch these matches just to double check. And he comes in, he's like, yeah.
He can't write anything on his notepad. He's so awestruck by what he sees.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It could be. I don't know.
I don't know. Because I really like Nia Jax versus I don't know. I feel like, man, there's like, there's two brands I got to do, but it's like an 8-hour freaking WrestleMania, yeah. whatever yeah. it is.
It's going to be like a 3-hour like pre-show.
Entire workday.
I know.
It's like an
the pre-shows could almost be its own pay-per-view.
I'm going to be so, I'm going to, man, glad we're getting that office that day.
Oh, I know.
That day, by that time.
Karen suggests Asuka versus Charlotte, Bayley versus Sasha for the belt, and then Nia Jax versus Alexa.
Nia
See,
Jax
I think that scenario would all be great, too.
See, I'm fine with that, but that's like... Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe tonight Bayley beats Sasha, and that's it for Sasha. She is the full heel turn tonight.
Big heel turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. That would make some sense. That would actually do wonders for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't know. I guess we'll find out tonight on Raw.
Yeah.
Let's take some questions from the friendos.
Question time.
We've got like 15 minutes.
We managed to stretch out 20 minutes of news into a 40-minute show.
We've had this question a couple times during the chat here. Sean Holver asked, did you guys hear about Dolph's new contract? Is that like real or fake?
I don't know.
Is that like his storyline contract?
Oh, yeah, that must be it.
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, it might be cool. You know, sometimes... Oh, no, here we go. Dolph Ziggler. This is from What Culture. Dolph Ziggler signs new long-term WWE contract. Let's see whether you're on Sports Keita there. He's reportedly signed what has been described as a sweetheart deal. This is according to the Locker Room podcast. The claim that the show-off was close to legitimately leaving the company after the Rumble. He's been convinced to stay after receiving an offer he couldn't refuse. The first thing states that Ziggler will be allowed to leave after his matches. Won't be made to hang around the arena unlike other wrestlers. The WWE will now allow him to pursue outside projects on grounds they don't interfere with his wrestling schedule.
Hmm.
So it's stuff that he wants to do. He says, I don't want to stick around. I've been around wrestling for long enough. I don't need to stick around for another hour.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And watch that stuff. I feel like that's an Orton clause. I feel like Orton gets to leave. He literally comes in, drops a couple of RKOs, and he's gone.
Who should be Okada's next feud for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship?
So, from Savade Gaming.
So it's, he challenged Ospreay for the anniversary show.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah.
Sakura Genesis, who should be his opponent?
Well, that's like a big show for them, isn't it?
Isn't? Oh, that's the winner of New Japan Cup gets that title shot.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, New Japan Cup's in March?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, yeah.
Who'd be a good opponent? Who should win the New Japan Cup?
Okay.
Because Shibata won it last year.
Yeah.
Let's take Kenny Omega out of the equation. Let's take Naito out of the equation.
Okay,
Kenny's going to be busy with Cody for a while, I feel like.
Yeah.
Naito, they're kind of seem like rebuilding.
How about this?
To Naito reborn, potentially.
Well, we have Okada reborn. Now Okada reborn has to establish his dominance over people who have already matched him last year to some degree. What if he takes on Suzuki again?
Oh, that'd be good.
Now he's the Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
It's been over a year since his last match with
him.
Suzuki would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Suzuki still loses.
Well, yeah. I don't know if they'd want to do champ versus champ, though.
I got it.
Who? Bushi.
Zack Sabre Jr.
Oh, that'd be good.
He wins the New Japan Cup.
That'd be great.
During the cup, he goes toe-to-toe really with his boss. No, he hasn't been around. He's been dinking around on the UK scene, man.
Bobby Lashley.
That's not a terrible idea.
It's a good idea. We got a super chat from... Oh, we have a couple of them. Pedro Paiva, £2. Asuka attacks Roman, challenges Brock at Mania. Yeah.
So what did...
Reigns 97, $2. Six-man ladder match at Mania. Maybe for the Intercontinental title? Possible.
So what was the... You mentioned before the show Hulk Hogan saying he wants to come back again.
Oh, it was some interview with TMZ.
He's chilling in a hotel room with Ric Flair on this thing.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Osborne makes a point that the winner of the New Japan Cup can choose between any of the singles titles, so none of them are in it. So mm-hmm. he can't have Suzuki at the New Japan Cup, none of the mm-hmm. champs. So that means Jay White won't be in it. Omega could be in it.
Yeah.
And that's single elimination. Have they announced the brackets for the New Japan Cup yet?
Harry Flynn wants to know, when are we going to bring back Going in Raw View?
Office.
Once we get in the office, we're going to sort of reconfigure some things. I like our schedule right now, like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of figuring out the details and giving us a new polish, a new coat of paint.
Yeah.
Fresh coat of paint for Going in Raw.
Doesn't look like they've announced the 2018 bracket yet.
Would you guys be against the Kings leaving Sacramento? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Of course. They've been bad for so long, and I don't see any end in sight. That's fine. I don't care if they're bad. I want an NBA team here. It was really traumatizing when they almost left.
I know.
Twice.
Two games I went to when they almost left because yeah. I thought it would be their last game. Tama Tonga for New Japan Cup. Not a bad choice.
That'd be good. Zach Stolpa. No, that'd be good. But it'd be one of those things where it's like, okay, I automatically know he's going to lose.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Well, it's kind of the way it is with Okada, anybody he takes on these days. Say for Naito or Omega, you know he's going to win.
Yeah, I know, but like Suzuki versus him, that's a big match.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, maybe. Probably not, but oh, maybe. Abdullah Faud wants to know, do you guys believe Undertaker is retired, or is he going to be facing John Cena?
I hope he's retired. There was that video of him doing deadlifts
mm-hmm.
that Michelle McCool posted on Instagram, I think.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good question, actually. Nate Morris. We should probably talk about this, given that we talked about it like two episodes. How come you guys didn't discuss Corey and Booker admitting their stuff was a work? Because it was so silly.
It was so obvious it was a work, too.
Yeah, I know. It was like, yeah, I know. I did think it was funny, though. Booker T evidently seemed very happy that he was taken off Raw. Because, like you said, this off camera, there's a lot of traveling that you got to do. I'm pretty sure he's set for life monetarily anyways.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Devin Martinez, should they do the color straps for the championships? Teal. Teal. Bring back teal.
Yeah, someone at the house show had a teal WWE championship, the one with the eagle on it. It mm-hmm. looked great.
Those look beautiful. Those yeah. are so beautiful. They're way too goofy, so I'm not advocating for it. But they're great. I think if there's some champions out there that,
like if the New Day were to win a singles title, make the strap the color they usually wear for their shirts.
There are certain wrestlers out there who I think they should bring back custom belts for.
Yeah. New Day.
And the New Day is definitely
tops that list.
Because they have, like, WWE has like a tag championship that you can get New Day themed. And they look great.
Yeah.
They look fantastic.
Yeah, they do look great.
Dave wants to know, would you rather Finn Balor beats Roman Reigns on the Raw after Mania for the Universal Championship, or Ricochet beats Nakamura for the world title on the SmackDown afterwards? I would say Finn Balor beating Roman Reigns.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
That would be stunning.
That would be
so shocking. Like, I love Ricochet, but that'd be, I don't know, that feels like an impact. Austin Aries comes in and wins the title off Eli Drake in his business casual attire.
Yeah. Oh, good question from Liam Wagner. Power rank types of tournaments in all of wrestling. For example, New Japan Cup, King of the Ring, G1.
Well, G1's number one. G1's number one.
Then I'd say Battle of Los Angeles, number two.
Okay.
This
That's
is
cool.
The level of talent they bring in for that. You get title shot when you win.
Mm, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But the same thing with the G1. Like, that's when that's when they want to do their best matches. Yeah.
So G1, Bola.
Mm-hmm.
If this is just ongoing tournaments.
Yeah, ongoing. Like, they don't do the King of the Ring anymore. No. Like, WWE doesn't have any tournaments anymore.
And, like, if you're just saying within the last few years, it's a Cruiserweight Classic. That was really good.
Right, yeah. No, the Mayhem Classic was great.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
UK tournament was great.
Yeah.
But not ongoing. I mean, we can get, let's say this. What if it was confirmed Mixed Match Challenge is going to be a yearly thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'd put that on my top five now because it's been so entertaining.
Yeah, I'd put G1, Bola, New Japan Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, you got Best of Super Juniors, too.
Oh, yeah. Best of, although I didn't
World really Tag League.
Any of those, yeah. New Japan loves their tournaments.
Yeah.
They're all good.
Yeah.
Just can't
Tournaments are great.
Yeah, I can't think of any other tournaments out there.
Yeah, WWE needs to do more tournaments.
They need to do more tournaments. It eats up all sorts of time and space and makes people happy.
And you could do some interesting stories between the matches and book for stories later on. It's great. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they don't do it.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, Progress Super Strong Style Tournament. That's supposed to be really good.
There you go. Do we think they're saving Lashley for the Raw after Mania? If he, in fact, signs with WWE, I would think they would save him for the Raw after Mania. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. Chaos5338, what are your thoughts on the New Japan Dojo opening in LA? That was announced over the weekend. That's
see,
awesome.
All of wrestling Twitter that lives in LA are all like tweeting that, ooh, everybody's going to be a young lion. James Willem's going to be a young lion now. I'd love to see that, man. That'd be great.
Great.
Milling about. Would you want to see Braun versus Lashley? Absolutely.
Oh, heck yes.
I think it'd be fantastic. Heyman managing Gronk, Ronda, and Brock after WrestleMania, yay or nay?
Yay.
Not Gronk.
Gronk doesn't need a mouthpiece. Gronk, he can do his own promos.
He doesn't need a mouthpiece. Ronda, yes. I think Ronda would be great.
Although having Gronk with Lesnar and Rousey would legitimize him.
Oh, the Dusty Classic. Yeah, they bring that back every year. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's coming back this year. That's good. That's a good call.
Although, if Heavy Machinery wins that, I'm going to riot.
TM61 will win it.
I'm going to riot.
It makes all the sense in the world for TM61 to win that.
You're probably right about now, that.
Considering they had the video package, all that stuff.
Yeah. Black
if
Bolt.
If they do a title shot again, because they'd be, imagine the match between them and Redragon. That'd be
excellent. That'd be stellar. Will Carmella fail her Money in the Bank cash-in?
I'd be very surprised if they had two failed cash-ins from this year's or last year's show. But I kind of think they at first thought Corbin was going to successfully cash in.
Yeah, I know.
And maybe not her. But now with Charlotte the title, I don't know. A lot depends. We'll know more after Mania matches start falling into place.
I would think that they're going to hold off until... Yeah, I think they're going to hold off till April or May. I mean, granted, it's right before the next Money in the Bank. I think they're going to hold on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Eesh, you think if War Machine's in the Dusty Rhodes Classic, you still think TM61's the favorite to win?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, man.
Maybe. I don't know. They need to debut first.
You know what would be cool about this? TM61 wins the Dusty Classic, and as they're celebrating, War Machine comes out and absolutely decimates them.
Could be.
That'd be good.
Could be.
Break their trophy. What do they have? A cup or a trophy?
It's a huge trophy.
It's a big trophy.
Why did Ryan Coates say, not great news for TM61 because I predicted they'd win? And my prediction skills are not that great.
Is there a chance they just have Carmella forget to cash in? That would be actually pretty amusing.
That would be funny.
Do you think Goldberg... So wait, I've heard this too. Goldberg and the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Yeah, so we heard that over the...
What is that all about? That is not going to be a thing. Not a chance.
I did hear they wanted to try to make the Andre Battle Royal a huge deal this year because of the Bill Simmons documentary that HBO is airing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's cool. I'm fine. Like, if you want to make it a huge deal, then have a reason for somebody to win it. Give them a title shot or give them something, you know. Don't just, hey, look, cool, I get this. I get to stand next to a trophy of Andre doing this. You know, put stakes to it. Don't put it in your pre-show. Wasn't it in the kickoff show last year?
We talked spoilers. I didn't mean to talk spoilers for anything. I don't know any spoilers.
What spoilers? What are we talking about?
I just think they're going to win it.
Don't talk spoilers, guys.
I don't know. If I spoke spoilers, it was inadvertent. I don't know anything about it.
Karen's probably talking to chat.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I know spoilers.
Ryan Costas again says, not great news for TM61 fans. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I'm so confused right now.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Jordan Davis. When Rollins, Reigns, and Ambrose retire, do you think they will go into the Hall of Fame as the Shield, or will they go in individually?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the thing, though. Hold on. I could see them all kind of maybe retiring around the same time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I mean, I kind of can, but I think my thing is, if they all go in, and like, they're all first ballot guys.
Yeah.
If they all go in individually, at what point do you put them in as the Shield?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, Karen says they taped the first three rounds of the Dusty Classic. I didn't know that.
Oh.
I didn't know.
Well, no spoilers.
I wasn't spoiling anything. I was just making my prediction.
Don't be rude. Anyways. Mike Kenny says, thanks for making my work day less boring. And thank you guys for all your support. We're going to call it a day because now that I said don't do something, I imagine chat's going to do it. Here's our music. Let's see if Hilton's not here, so I have no idea if the music's playing right now. And here's our out. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.